Thank you, Murillo. Appreciate everyone hanging around. Today I'm going to talk about something that we put together in 2018, and a lot of the data that we collected in late 2018, we haven't compiled all that together. So it's a little bit data light today, but mainly this is a concept that we haven't talked about all that much, at least in the cotton side of things, is soil compaction and what it's doing to our yields over time and how it's impacting our water infiltration and long-term soil health, if you will. This project is led by Haley Neely, who is a soil scientist there at College Station, and those others are helped out with these projects. This one's a pretty labor-intensive project. So soil compaction can be a very serious environmental problem. This is dated back to the 1950s, but as our equipment has gotten bigger and bigger, it's becoming more and more of a concern, especially in the wet years like we've had this year and the heavy equipment that we have. But we know that the soil compaction can inhibit root growth, lower soil water holding capacity, which can decrease yields as well, reduces water capture during irrigation and precipitation, especially with some of the high rainfall events we have occurring of recent. And then it can also lead to poor stand establishment due to poor soil structure. And we know that it also varies by soil. Some soils are more susceptible than others. Soil texture, soil organic matter, soil structure, rock fragments, and other existing bulk density can also impact, you know, its proneness to soil compaction. And then also, as soil compaction increases, it can also impact that surface and sidewall compaction as those planters go through the field, which can affect the soil-to-seed contact and impact our stands in that regard. And this is just a picture from Popular Press a while back where you can see some of the traffic lanes there and how where those heavy equipment has gone through the field, how much more compaction is actually going on. And the Australians have been paying a little more attention to this than we have of recent. So this is just some results from a publication I found of theirs where they've been measuring soil compaction in 100% of their fields. They have found compaction up to 2.5, and that at that point, they expect about a 70% reduction in root growth or 70% slowing of root growth. And then 80% of the farms sampled have a compaction, which severely restricts root growth, even at that 30-centimeter depth or the 1-foot depth. And then 40% of those samples had soil resistance greater, even greater below the 30 centimeters. And I'll show some data in a little bit that indicates we're seeing the same thing in the U.S. And then the estimated cost of the lost crop and pasture production from subsoil compaction is estimated at $330 million just for Western Australia alone. And this is a picture that Haley took up in Tulia, Texas, one of our locations, of how the soil compaction can impact that root growth. And many of us that worked in cotton have seen this similarly before, but with the one on the left being from that traffic lane where you get a lot more horizontal root growth, and in that situation you get a lot less water uptake, especially under dry conditions. So one of the major reasons we're looking at this is just heavier equipment, larger tractors, sprayers that are covering more area, but also it's has a lot more weight going through the field. But probably one of the biggest things that cotton has going against it is this round bale harvesters, both the stripper and the round bale picker, because of the weight of those individuals. And essentially, if they're traveling down nearly every single row. But those harvesters can weigh, both pickers and strippers, well over 80,000 pounds with all the fluids and then carrying bales the way they do. And this bottom picture is just an example from the Brazos Bottom close to College Station of some of the imprints of those tires as they go through those fields and the amount of compaction that can occur. This is an example, a picture I took. Again, we had a very, very wet fall in College Station, but these are some of the ruts left in the field from some of those. This was a round bale picker in this situation, but that hat there, so, you know, where you're looking at a good 12 to nearly 18 inches of compaction and ruts as these pickers were running through the field. So the overall study objectives were to measure the effects of soil compaction on soil infiltration, and the resulting yield impact on cotton from multiple cotton production regions in Texas, including the Southern High Plains and the Upper Gulf Coast region is where we concentrated those in 2018. And then eventually develop a compaction index for predicting soil compaction and subsequent yield loss as a result of the farm operations. So these are the locations that we had. The stars indicate for the Upper Gulf Coast region, that's a Lake Charles clay, a very heavy clay soil. In that situation, it was the third year in a reduced tillage system where they had been cotton on cotton 3 years in a row, and it was harvested with a round bill picker. Not for our trial, but that's what the grower's been running in that field. And then in the Northern High Plains, in that Tulia area, they were in a wheat cotton rotation, and that was a clay loam soil there and harvested with a round bill stripper. So for the trials that we did, we went in just prior to them running these round bill pickers and strippers to the field with the intent of going back and collecting that data after those larger machines have gone through the field due to weather that hasn't happened at this point. But at each of those given locations, we basically worked with the cooperator and found the traffic lanes within the field. And then we chose a traffic lane and a non-traffic lane. So those were our basically compacted and non-compacted. Measured the bulk density at those locations. And this indicates the green bar there would be like the bed, and then the measurements that were taken in the furrow, where we did take infiltration, which is the blue, and then we took soil cores for the bulk density and also penetrometer resistance measurements to measure the amount of compaction that was going on. One of the most interesting thing is some of the infiltration data, but we don't have that completely processed at this point in time. And again, we hand harvested that and then also did fiber quality analysis. So one of the main things we kind of wanted to test was a new instrument that's been developed, and it's basically a soil penetrometer that you put on a hydraulic soil probe. And basically it has a load cell inside of it. So as you're going down through the soil profiles, it's measuring the amount of resistance. So we were pushing down to 3 feet up at the Tulia location, measuring the penetration as you went down through that soil profile. And again, did it in that compact traffic zone and non-traffic zone. And basically this instrument was developed, and this is kind of the regression line that they've used to develop that instrument. This is, I think, going to be some of the more interesting data once it's all processed, is basically the infiltration, where they measure the amount of water that's actually infiltrating and to what point is saturation and then runoff. This is going to be really indicator of what the effective rainfall is. So even if the density or the compaction isn't that much different, this information will be really good for a grower knowing if they get a 2-inch rainfall event, how much runoff they could expect from that sort of situation. And we'll find out if it's more or less in these compacted areas. So just a little bit of data that we do have thus far. This is the bulk density from the Upper Gulf Coast, which is, again, a heavy clay soil. And basically the blue line is the traffic lane, and then the traffic control lane, and then the orange is between. We know that bulk density isn't always super accurate, and in this situation, these are highly shrink swell soils, so not a super good indicator of probably what's going on, but we'll talk about it in a little bit. But then those lines there, the gray line and then the blue line that are vertical, that's indications of where the root growth may be impacted, and the black line is where root growth is restricted based on previous literature. So what this shows is that all these locations within this field at this Upper Gulf Coast location, even in the non-compacted, non-traffic lane, we still have enough compaction there that we probably are actually inhibiting our root growth considerably. Not a whole lot of difference. One location, it's actually showing the bulk density is lower in the traffic lane, but the other two are very similar. But I think another important component to this, you can see with depth, we are actually increasing our bulk density, which says basically our compaction is occurring with depth, which is going to restrict that root limiting. And again, you're starting to see that happen really at that 40-centimeter range in many of those situations, which kind of matches up with what some of the Australians have found. And this is volumetric water content, so how much water can those soils hold? And in this situation, it's showing between those traffic lanes or the non-compacted areas holding a decent more water than the compacted, which makes sense, at least at the upper two sites within that field, the lower one, not a whole lot of difference. And this is some of the more interesting data from that soil penetrometer. We didn't have it when we did the first location in the upper Gulf Coast, but up in Tulia we did. So this is the black line is like a high traffic area, which would be like a turn row or also where they're moving a lot of the round bale modules around. And then the green lines between the traffic lanes, and then the gray line is a traffic lane. Now at this location, previously they had run straight rows in 2017, and in 2018 they started farming in circles. So this is really, I could probably say, 1 year of traffic lane in this given field. And we don't see a whole lot of difference, especially in that surface to the top 30 centimeters, being really any different between the traffic lane and the non-traffic lane. But you can see where they were stacking those modules and driving a lot with that equipment. We saw a lot of surface compaction, especially down to that 10 centimeter mark. And then it kind of, about 30 centimeters, it didn't seem to have any deep soil compaction. But we'll have this for each of these locations for the others. And again, just some visual examples of some of the things we saw at that at Tulia location, the difference in the root growth there. And yield at the end of the year. So the one on the left is from the upper Gulf Coast region. And the one on the right is the northern high plains, the red being the traffic lanes and the green being the non-traffic lane. You know, not a huge surprise there. It was about a 6% yield reduction there, not significantly different, but a 6% numerical yield reduction across both those locations in those compaction lanes. So I think some of the future things are actually more exciting than what we're doing, but we want to develop an index for predicting compaction and subsequent yield losses and basically identify efficient methods to spatially identify compaction within fields and then be able to target remediation options just to those areas, because remediation is really deep tillage is all we have at this point in time, which is obviously very expensive. So if we can target that remediation options, that will be very beneficial and save our producers a lot of money. And just to acknowledge Texas State Support Committee for supporting this project, Philip Mark, who is our cooperator at the Upper Gulf Coast, George Farms up in Tulia, and then the Dr. Neely's crew and my crew for all the help on these projects. So that's basically it. Appreciate it, and I'll be happy to answer any questions anyone may have. Everybody wants a break. Yeah. Yes.
I noticed you were showing most of your compaction issues doing with harvesting. Is that harvesting not affecting yield at that point?
Correct.
So is there, with these clay soils being clay that shrink and swell some, do you alleviate some of that compaction at harvest through the next growing season?
So I think, you know, where cover crops could possibly be used and other vegetation on there that's going to create more crop residue, I would say, yeah, there probably is some mitigation of that over the winter time. In a, you know, maybe a continuous cotton situation, probably to a lesser degree unless there was a cover crop there. And I think it's going to vary, too, on the years. I mean, whether it's a drier year, an excessively wet, or some moderate year. But, yeah, I think there will be some mitigation over time. But yeah, these large harvesters, especially the pickers, are going down literally every row, unlike grain crops where wider headers and aren't traveling down. So traffic lanes are a little more challenge in cotton, obviously. All right. Thank you.